This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joined by our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial this week, CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz, CFP. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their fantastic website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Great website, great resource to learn about the team at Kloss Financial, the separate divisions there, how they can help you, or if you're an employer, some options for you there as well. Very cool thing. Also, if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you'll look for that little envelope. It says Stay Current. From there, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a really cool thing. I signed up a few years ago for it. It's a weekly email. You get a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets and a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that all on the website, KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. 442-5637. Joined this week, as mentioned, by CJ Kloss. CJ, how you doing today? Great to talk with you, CJ. And we've got Eric Schwartz. Eric, how have you been?
I've been doing pretty well. How are you doing today, Sean?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic, and we've got a great conversation ahead. We are going to be talking about fees, three little letters, and four, I guess, if you pluralize it. three, four letters that really do mean a lot, and it's important to understand what fees are associated when it comes to retirement planning and the things you need to know. So we're going to get to that conversation in just a moment. A couple of great things that go on during the show. Of course, a great opportunity to win a great prize this week, no exception, a chance to win a $25 gift card to the Cheesecake Factory from the folks at Kloss Financial. Little tip for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Listen close to the program. Typically, both the question and answer come up during each week's show for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Speaking of that, before we start talking about fees, let's take a look back at last week's program and look at the Kloss Quiz Question from that show and get the answer there as well.
Yeah, so thank you, everybody, as always, for listening. Our winner last week was Beth in Verona, and she had the correct answer to our question, which was, what percentage of homeowners over the age of 65 still carry a mortgage? So we had two choices there for everyone, 5% or 20%. The correct answer was 20%. So thank you, Beth, for listening and giving us the correct answer last week.
That is fantastic. And again, another opportunity this week with Kloss Quiz Question Week. This week's prize, a $25 gift card to the Cheesecake Factory. The website, KlossFinancial.com. Telephone number, 608-442-5637. Again, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. So I know you guys work with people when it comes to retirement planning day in and day out. And I'm pretty sure it's important to understand what associated fees folks can understand and show up when they're investing either on their own or in our own 401ks, or when you work with a financial professional, understanding those fees is pretty important, isn't it?
It is important, yeah. So we're going to do our best today to kind of outline what you can expect when you meet with a financial planner of some sorts. And this could be somebody who's selling products and getting paid a commission, or somebody like Kloss Financial, where we don't get paid commissions, but we're a fee-based advisor or fiduciary. So this is a great topic for people to understand kind of how they're paying for things, how much they're paying for things, so on and so forth. Keep in mind that with any service we opt to use in life, there's some sort of associated cost to that service. So if you need a plumber, there's a service charge for time and plus time and parts. If you need legal work, you're going to pay an hourly fee for the time provided by that lawyer. In the case of costs associated with retirement and investment accounts, just understand that someone is getting paid through various types of fee structures. And we'll, again, try to line that out here today. To be clear, we feel that it's important that you understand what you're paying for, how much it should approximately cost, and how competitive those costs are before you invest. And just because there's a fee with something doesn't mean it's necessarily bad. You just have to understand the value you're getting from this fee. As a matter of fact, we've talked about this topic a few times on the show, and I've mentioned I like Starbucks coffee. Yes. And the other day I went, and by the way, I totally get it. You know, some people are rolling their eyes right now saying, oh, it's too expensive. I don't disagree. I think it's unbelievably expensive. But I said the other day, you know what? I'm going to go get my gas station coffee because it's like, you know, 90 cents instead of 285 or whatever it is. And I got the coffee and I was like, is this really coffee? I couldn't quite tell. And I'm not trying to knock gas station coffee, but you get the point here, right? So it's not just how much you pay, it's what you value. I value decent coffee, so I'd get some Starbucks. Okay, with that silly example out of the way. So different types of investment fees to be aware of. The first thing you need to understand is that there is a difference between a commission-based advisor, who's also known as a registered representative of a broker-dealer. They typically are getting paid to buy or sell products for you. Therefore, it is a commission. Versus a fee-based advisor who is getting paid to give you advice either on an hourly basis, a project basis, or on a percentage of what they manage for you. It is fundamentally a very different way to interact with somebody in our industry. But let's begin on the commission side. Again, Kloss Financial is not, our advisors are not registered representatives. We're a fee-based fiduciary. So what I'm about to explain to you does not apply to our firm, but it's good for you to know that this could apply to somebody you're working with. So if you're a commission-based advisor, there's this concept of loads or mutual funds that charge loads. And the term load is referring to a sales charge or commission charged to an investor when buying or redeeming shares in a mutual fund. They're determined by the mutual fund company and charged by mutual fund intermediaries in mutual fund transaction. Common types of sales charges include front-end loads, back-end loads, or ongoing loads. When you put money into your IRA, as an example, if you're buying a mutual fund inside of that, you could have the investment professional, again, if it's a commission-based advisor, getting paid some sort of a load or commission for putting the money into that mutual fund.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz, certified financial planner. Come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. The great website, great resource. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. And CJ, you mentioned kind of a little bit about what a load is, and there are different types of loads, aren't there?
There are, yes. So there's a front-end load, and this would be what's called a Class A mutual fund, where if you put, say, $1,000 into a mutual fund and the advisor's commission-based advisor who gets paid a 5% upfront load, that would be $50 right away off the top. So you put $1,000 in and $950 actually gets invested because the other $50 is going to the commission-based advisor to compensate them for representing that product to you. Another example would be a back-end load. Often these are known as contingent deferred sales charges. This could be on a C-share mutual fund or on a B-share mutual fund where effectively you may or may not have a load on the front end, but if you were to sell that fund over a given period of time, you would pay a fee if you sold it too soon. There are things that are called no-load investments. Obviously, you know, fee-based advisors like us, we don't buy into funds that have front-end loads or ongoing loads or contingent deferred sales charges. We'll buy into investments that have no loads or no commissions. But there can still be an internal expense ratio for those funds that is paying the product creator, the mutual fund or the exchange-traded fund that is being purchased. So even though you may be buying no loads, it's still important to understand what is the ongoing internal expense of the particular pooled investment that I'm purchasing.
Really good stuff this morning. I love that word value as well. Such an important term. Talking this week with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website, great resource to learn more about the team at Kloss Financial. Also, their separate divisions, how they can help you, or if you're an employer, some options for you there as well. Again, just head on over to klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Their telephone number again, 608-442-5637. We'll talk about when you use a financial advisor, what are some of the fees you may encounter? What are they? We'll get the details from CJ and Eric. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this week about the value of fees with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Eric Schwartz, CFP. Telephone number for Klaus Financial, 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 442-5637. Online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. If you've got a question for Eric and CJ, I'd love to get you on the air as well this morning at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. So if I were to use a financial advisor, what type of fees then would I be looking at there?
That's a great question, Sean. And it's really going to depend largely on how the advisor's services are structured. TJ's talked about this a little bit, but there's essentially three main fee structures that sort of dominate the industry today. So we've touched on those a little bit. Let's dig in a little bit more on those. So the first of those three that I think is probably what a lot of people are familiar with is commission-only advisors. So this is where clients are paying a sales charge related to the purchase or sale potentially of a financial product. So this goes back to what CJ was talking about with the sales loads. Again, those can be front-end sales charges. They might be back-end sales charges. But essentially, in either case, the advisor is compensated by receiving a portion of that sales charge or sales load. The second category that CJ touched on as well is fee-only advisors. Sometimes people call this a fee-for-service model, but I think the best way to describe it, the structure, and to think about it is just to think similarly to how an attorney is compensated. So they may be paid on an hourly basis. They may agree to build an estate plan for a fixed cost. But that's really how the structure works from a financial planner's view. So clients might pay a fixed fee for a planner to build a financial plan, or they may pay an hourly fee just to receive advice. But in this case, there's not actually a product placed or a product purchased by the client. The third category is fee-based advisors. So probably the most common example of this is what's called an assets under management fee or an AUM fee. So essentially, clients pay their advisor an asset management fee based on a percentage of the dollars that the advisor manages for the client. So if we think of just an easy example, let's say that an advisor manages a $500,000 portfolio for a client. The client pays them 1%. They're paying the advisor $5,000 per year. That's going to cover, obviously, investment advice, investment management, but it can also cover other things like comprehensive financial planning in many cases. This fee, the AUM fee, it's generally deducted from the accounts directly from the accounts the advisor manages. So clients will open their statement and see right on there a line item where the management fee for the quarter or the month was actually deducted. And because it's a percentage of the total portfolio, if the value of the portfolio goes down, well, the fee is going to go down. And if the value of the portfolio goes up, the fee would also increase as the value goes up. So this does help to align the advisor's and the client's interests kind of in the same spot. At Klaus Financial, and CJ touched on this as well, but at Klaus Financial, we are a registered investment advisor. So we fall under one of the last two structures, depending on the needs of our clients and the division they choose to work with us through. So we have some services that fit into that fee-only category, and then we also have some that are in that fee-based section as well.
Anything else, Eric, that folks should be aware of when it comes to fees?
Yeah, and this is going to kind of be specific to funds, but when you're working with an advisor, we've talked a lot of times on the show about the importance of diversification of your investments and spreading out your risk. Well, in order to do that, advisors will often use mutual funds or maybe an exchange-traded fund. These vehicles that hold a whole bunch of securities in one spot. So it's a really easy way to get really broad diversification for clients. Well, these funds have their own fees. They're called expense ratios, or maybe even more commonly, operating expenses. So the operating expenses are going to cover things like the management of the fund, so actually, you know, selecting the underlying securities, the costs to market the fund to potential clients, so the literature to get the fund in front of clients so they know it's available, and then administrative costs of the fund, so think record keeping, tax reporting. So that's all going to fall underneath that category of the operating expenses, and this is expressed also as a percentage of the dollars a client has invested. So similar in that way to an assets under management or an AUM fee, but I think the big difference with operating expenses is they're really difficult to recognize because clients don't see them on their quarterly or their monthly statement. They're not a line item there. The mutual funds actually deduct the fees before they report performance of the fund. So the best way to get a good idea of what the operating expenses of the funds that you're investing in is to refer to the investment prospectus or just ask your advisor, because operating expenses can vary pretty significantly. So it's really, really important to understand what yours are.
Important stuff to be aware of. Great guidance this morning. Eric Schwartz, CFP, CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Just pick up the phone, give them a call, 608-442-5637. Something you're probably hearing more and more about these days, robo-advisors. What are they? What are the fees associated? We'll get the details from CJ and Eric. We will do that next, as well as the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz, CFP. They are our retirement plan professionals from Kloss Financial. Online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Robo-advisors. I hear the term. What are they? What do we need to know? Are there fees? Things to keep in mind. And how exactly do these retirement plans work?
Yeah, you walk into an office and there's a robot there and they tell you what to do.
It's the Jetsons, isn't it? Yes.
Yep. It's the Jetsons. No, that's not what it is. So, yes, there's. We're talking about fees. Gosh, this show is like a Debbie Downer. All we talk about are fees. But we are talking about different structures of ways you can get advice or investments that you purchase and the fees associated accordingly. And so let's talk about robo-advisors. So this would be, there's a couple of them out there that are bigger names. Schwab has a robo-advisor. Betterment is one of the larger ones out there. There used to be Wealthfront, although I think they got bought out. But long story short is this was supposed to take over the financial services industry because now you could just get your advice from a robot, but it didn't work out to be that way. So robo-advisors are registered investment advisory firms, just like Kloss Financial, except for they have decided not to so much provide kind of individualized advice, but rather just to manage a portfolio on a fee basis. You know, harken back to what Eric was just talking about there. A fee-based advisor gets paid a percentage of what they manage. So pretty simple concept. It's basically just a grouping of portfolio managers and technology with a technology overlay. That's pretty cool. As a matter of fact, some of these have provided a lot of value to people. The cost for these robo-advisors is between 0.25% and 0.5%, depending upon which robo you're working with and how much you have invested with them. But it can be pretty cool where it's a kind of a, they'll handle the technical functions in the background of buying and selling securities, creating cash for you, security selection, all these things that a lot of investors don't want to do. But you don't have to have a full-blown wealth management firm like Kloss Financial that's charging maybe closer to 1% per year. So they fit a niche for some people. But of course, as you can imagine, they're not providing a lot of advice. It's really just a technology overlay with security selection. The other piece of this would be, what about employer retirement accounts? So think 401k, 403b, SEP IRA, so on and so forth. And actually, not too long ago, back in 2012, the Department of Labor introduced a fiduciary rule on corporate retirement plans that requires these plans to at least disclose to participants what they're paying in fees. So this has helped a little bit, although I will tell you the Government Accountability Office found that 40% of 401k participants don't understand fee information, and that's common. For people like Eric and I who do this professionally, we have to dig pretty deep to find out what people are paying inside of these employer-sponsored plans. That doesn't mean they're bad. It just means it's harder to gain access to that information unless you have a contact at the company, like with Plan Advisor, or unless you have certain documents. So that's what I'm going to encourage you on here. If you are trying to find out what you're paying in your employer-sponsored plan, you would want to ask for one of two documents. A summary plan description will typically, within that SPD, as they call it, it'll show the fees. Or more specifically, a document called a 404A5. I'm going to repeat that, 404A5. Yeah, our industry loves acronyms and numbers. But if you get that 404A5, it's called a participant fee disclosure. And it is meant to say, hey, we're not going to tell you all the fees associated with the plan because you may not pay all of them. Your company may pay a portion of them. But we're going to tell you the fees that you pay as a participant. So I would encourage you to get that 404A5. You are also entitled to the 408B2, which is the document that discloses all of the plan fees. And you might come to find out that your employer pays a good portion of those fees on your behalf, which is pretty cool. But long story short, employer retirement plans do have fees. This is one of the biggest misnomers that are out there. Like, oh, I don't see a line item for a fee, so I must not have a fee. Oh, yes. I assure you there's a fee. The question is it an internal expense ratio? Is it a separate management fee? How do they pay the record keeper? What about the third-party administrator? You just want to know who's paying for what in those employer-sponsored plans.
Important stuff this morning from CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A fantastic website, a great resource to learn more about Kloss Financial, learn about their separate divisions. Also sign up there for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, the website, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. Also want to hold on to that telephone number because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to my favorite, the Cheesecake Factory. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Is the following statement true or false? A load is a sales charge or commission charge to an investor when buying or redeeming shares in a mutual fund. Telephone number 608-442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to the Cheesecake Factory. And again, that's Kloss Financial's telephone number here in Madison for the office, 608-442-5637. CJ, Eric, it's always great talking with you. You guys enjoy the day, and we'll talk real soon.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
Holly Frank comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.